Afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Tuesday, June 15th, 2021. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I would like to remind everyone RBN is listener-supported, folks. And it seems to be a bit of a rough patch as far as the funds coming in to keep the home fires burning, keep the door open here at RBN. So please, this is a great time. If you're someone who occasionally, sporadically donates when you can, this is as good a time as it gets, where we could really benefit. So please do. Whatever is manageable, no donation is too small. Free speech, again, it just can't exist without our own funding. And that is something we've learned ever more starkly since the advent of the internet. Please help ensure RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. And there are many ways you can do that. You can use PayPal on the RBN website donate page. You can call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. You can call in to donate at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can mail in your donation, cash, check, money order, to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664, and we greatly appreciate it, folks. There is a chat room. If you'd like to contribute, you can find that at beyondton.chatango.com. And I do have with me today a recurring guest, Paul in California. Hello, Paul.
Good morning, Richard. And since you just mentioned the chat room, I thought I would take this opportunity to mention that I have recently become familiar with some of the commenters and chatters that have had, shall we say, some less than kind feedback on our shows and my appearance. So I thought I might take this moment just to have a little fun today. We can always go back and forth and talk about the various news events and, you know, my opinion of them and your comments on my opinion, you know, like we normally do, which makes for good radio. But today I thought we could have some fun and we'll make it what I call CCC Day, which is comments, critics, right, and chastisement of Paul. And anything that anybody has got to say, any of their opinions, of their critiques, even your ad hominem attacks, as long as they don't use profanity, are welcome. And anybody that wants to come on and take a run at me and some of the things that I've said and even some of the things that you've said, welcome. You won't be muted. I'll just quickly address one thing that I became aware of that somebody said about me. Apparently, somebody called me a lying scoundrel. And I guess the only thing I can say is I'm sorry, sir, that you think that I may have rejected your homosexual advances towards me. And if you have anything specific that you think I'm lying about, feel free to give a call and let us know what it is you think. The audience is waiting to hear. And that being said, what should we talk about? I'll first mention our Day of Freedom here in California, June 15th. You know, Gavin Newsom has proclaimed with all his powers as Emperor of California, June 15th is now the new relaxed standards, according to we're going to go along with the CDC, which basically says as long as you've been vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. So how about that? Yay. That's the radio pause, Richard.
Well, I noticed a California rule where if even one person at work is not vaccinated, everyone must wear the masks. And I mean, all of these rules of two tiers for vaccinated, unvaccinated, it's just so transparent where we know this cannot be acquired any less by getting the shot. You can still catch any of these things going around out there as far as the seasonal flu, for that matter, or any of these variants, as far as cold viruses, flu viruses. I don't really see how the PCR tests should be still used or considered relevant, but I mean, we're told you can't stop the acquisition, you can't stop the transmission. The best this shot does is reduce mild symptoms. So, I mean,
well, I would just take issue, and again, without me and you personally disagreeing, but I'm just going to put this out there for all the listeners, because I believe this is probably one of the things that some of your listeners, you know, may have had some issues with, that I personally don't believe, and it is a firm belief based upon, in my opinion, absolute provable fact, using only logic. Nobody catches anything when you get a cold or a flu. Okay, you don't catch anything. It's just a condition of your body. It's what historically been regarded as a healing crisis, where your body is trying to eliminate and flush out toxins, which are essentially things that you've consumed, and also the products of your metabolism, which is dead and dying cell and debris, dead and dying bacteria that's inside all of us. And it's nothing more and nothing less. There's never been any proven link between, quote, a virus and, quote, colds or flus. I believe this is all nonsense. It's just been stuff that we've been told and that we believe in, but we have absolutely no hard evidence that this is true. And as a matter of fact, there's a lot of intuitive and actual naturopathic evidence that it is not true, and that all the reason people get colds or flus during the season is the transition in the weather and the changes in temperature and pressure. And it turns out that all our glands, the thyroid, the hypothalamus, the thymus, and so forth, are all sensitive to pressure and temperature. And this has to do with the regulation of our metabolism. So the metabolism can speed up and slow down depending on the season. If it's gradual, it's normally not a problem, but if it's sudden, it can be a problem. So for example, we've all experienced this before, where we get used to nice warm weather. Let's say we get some days in the 70s and the 80s, and it's nice and sunny, and we just feel really good. And then all of a sudden, we get a cold front coming in, and we get a little rainstorm, or in some parts of this country, we get a snowstorm, for example, in the Midwest. Well, then you immediately, right, will feel quite uncomfortable, because your body's metabolism has already gotten used to warm weather. And it also can work vice versa. Sometimes when you're used to cool or cold weather, and then we get a really, really unseasonably warm or hot day, that also is quite uncomfortable. And of course, this translates down to the metabolic levels. It's not just how you feel. So this is what mostly has been going on with colds and flus for as long as we've been around on this, quote, planet. And I remember first reading about this back in the late 70s or early 80s, and I don't think anything's changed, because I will pose the question, and I'm almost done with this little diatribe, and you can respond, and we can go back and forth. But I will pose a simple question that I pose to so many people, and nobody has an answer for it. If viruses or other things make you sick, what are they doing all the days that you're not sick? Most people don't get sick more than a couple days a year. Some people go years without a cold or a flu. I'm one of those people. I will often go 2, 3, or more years before I get any cold or flu-like symptoms. And I generally know, based upon my knowledge of my own living patterns and my body and my health, why I'm getting it. But here's my question again. If you go 2 years or more, 3 years even, or just 1 year without getting, quote, sick, where's the virus then? What's it doing? Is it just hibernating? Is it taking a day off? Like these ridiculous mask-wearing rules out here that I just experienced going into a Panera Bread. I don't know if it's a national chain, but it's here in California. And you're supposed to wear a mask when you go in and you go order at the register, but when you sit at the tables, you don't have to wear a mask. Explain that to me. Anybody has any way of making sense out of that? The virus knows not to go to the tables? but somehow the virus, you know, knows to hang out where you go and make your order at the cash register. You know, none of this stuff is reasonable, and it's all what I call stupid Jewish kabuki theater. I'm done for the moment. Thanks for hearing it.
Yes, well, no, you make some good points there, and I mean, it just doesn't make sense as far as why you have to get this shot, though, as well. I mean, I see more and more pressure in all parts of the world. In Pakistan, they're shutting off phone service to non-vaccinated citizens, as well as disabling SIM cards in cell phones.
I had not heard that.
Yeah, yes.
Wow. Well, I don't know. All I can say is they're asking for it. Okay? These people are asking for it. And I certainly hope there's enough people with balls that are going to give them what they're asking for. Because in my opinion, they don't deserve anything less than death. I think that heads should roll. The famous saying about heads should roll, which for you retards out there, it's a historical reference to guillotine. And nothing, in my opinion, nothing less will suffice for these people that have it in for us, because all this is, the vaccine is the virus, okay? The Jewish agenda and the Jew behind it is the virus, okay? All this stuff is a mass poisoning through the needle, and they've just been looking for and waiting for the, quote, disease, and they decided to give us the disease, which is nothing more than a psychological operation. That's all it was. For all you idiots out there in the comment section, in the chat room, that really believe that there's a virus that you need to be afraid of, that there's something called COVID-19, you need to go to the nearest clinic and have your brain sucked out. Get them replaced with some useful material, such as glue or bubble gum. Because there is no virus that you need to fear. There's no virus on surfaces. There's no virus on food. There's no viruses on anything. The only way you can get a virus is to be injected with virus particles, and they're not really even doing that. If all the evidence is correct, they're injecting us with a combination of poison and or spike proteins. Okay, you're being injected with spike proteins. You're not just producing the spike proteins because you've been injected with something that causes you to produce spike proteins. I personally don't believe any of that. I think it's nonsense. Just like I think the Wuhan lab crap is nonsense. The gain-of-function research is distraction, okay? Because the ultimate fraud is they made this all up just to give us an injection, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't know what function people are claiming is going to be gained. What function do viruses have anyway? Explain that to me. I still haven't found a good answer for that. What function do viruses have, and what on earth kind of gain to that function are you saying is going to occur, and how on earth can they cause some submicron particle that isn't even living to gain some function which hasn't, to me, been reasonably described yet? And I'm not alone in this stuff, but yeah, go ahead.
Yep. Well, the only thing I could think of would be either for use as a biological weapon, like they claim, or for a situation where you create the condition and the cure as well. You have patents on the actual cause as well as the cure that way to cover all the bases. And that does occur out there. You know, we see patents that were filed for a lot of these variants in years leading up to this, the past decade or so. So, I mean, there is some sort of profit in the patent sense. And I suppose, yeah, whatever functions... like I say, if it were as a biological weapon in any cases. But I mean, it is to the point now where some colleges are charging students $1,500 as a health and safety fee if they don't get the shot.
Right. So there you go. So that's real. Okay. In other words, the rulers, the Jews, trying to charge you more money. Okay. That's real. All the other stuff, in my opinion, is not real. All this stuff about bioweapons. Hey, I've asked this question so many times. Tell me how great a bioweapon these people produce when the mortality tables are down. According to everything that I've seen, multiple people online have posted the mortality tables from all these different countries. Mortality, of course, means all causes of death, right? So it's like the worst bioweapon, gain-of-function bioweapon in history. The reason is because it's not true. Just because people talk about stuff in the literature, just because they, there's a patent for this and a patent for that, it's all nonsense. A lot of medical research is nonsense. Many people have weighed on this before. Eustace Mullins said one time back in the 90s that most medical research is spurious, and I agree. It's a great word. Look it up if you haven't read the definition in a while. I just go on the basis that most everything is fraud and fake. When you look at it, so many historical events have been frauds, fakes, and lies. Our money system is a fraud and a lie, right? The space program is a fraud or a lie. We never landed on the moon. We've never thrown any satellites all orbiting Mars. That's all nonsense, provably false. It's all complete and utter fraud, start to finish. The medical system is mostly a fraud and a lie. They've been telling people for years that they need to lower their cholesterol when, in fact, as you get older, higher levels of cholesterol have found to be protective. They told us starting back in the late 60s and early 70s that fat was no good, fat was bad, and that we needed more grains and carbohydrates. The opposite is true. Good quality fat is good for you, and lots of carbs and grains is bad for you, causes inflammation. These people, all they ever do is lie. Everything is the opposite. So I can't think of one thing that isn't, in my opinion, either a fraud, a fake, or a lie, or a partial truth. So why should we believe anything they say about the virus?
Mm-hmm. Well, we could listen to quite a bit of data and statistics that are presented to us by those who are appointed. Or we could do research for ourselves and also just see what actually is affecting people. You know, I mean, these charts, the PCR tests, what you hear out of Fauci's mouth, none of that right. can be confirmed. I mean, a lot of these people are just believed where, you trust the science, right? I mean, you're not supposed to believe that these people in these positions publicly and of influence are not compromised.
Well, I'm really not sure exactly all what you just said or why you said some of it, but I'll just put it out there again, okay? In my opinion, right, you can use your deductive, intuitive reasoning that God gave you, okay? You don't need to, quote, look at data. I don't even know really what that means. You know, a woman right. a few months ago when I was trying to tell her about the fraud of this all, and she goes, well, so you don't believe in science, Paul? And I just looked at her square in the eye, and I go, what are you talking about? It's just a word. What is science? Tell me what science is, okay? What is the basis of science? She had no answer, okay? I have the answer. Here's what science is. Are you ready? It's pretty simple. Observation, hypothesis, experimentation, confirmation, repetition. That's the best definition of science you're going to get pretty much anywhere. And I don't sure. even know if one person in 1,000 can do that right off the cuff. But I can. I can do all kinds of stuff right off the cuff. And I'm
sure. Well, here we have the first. Well, we have the first break, and right. we can go to the phones, take some calls when we come back.
Absolutely, call in. Take a run of it.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You look at me and I wonder what goes on. All the money, the bad, all those things. I can never be sure. Where to begin?
Don't wanna know. Don't wanna know.
And we're back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here today with Paul in California. And Paul, let's go to the phones. First, we have Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Good day to you, sir. What's on your mind?
Yeah, very interesting. Very good day to you, gentlemen. Paul's pretty much right on. Yeah, Richard, we just had 8 shot in Chicago in Inglewood. 4 black females dead, 2 in critical, and a 1 male in critical condition. That was just breaking on the news. So you had 8 more shot just this morning in Chicago. That's I don't know if that's a science or what you call it. I know when Albert Einstein, he looked out into outer space, he didn't even know what science was after that. He goes, you know, he believed in there had to be some kind of creation. So I have to agree with your guy Paul. What is science? Well, he basically did lay it out. It was pretty good what he said. It is, you know, figuring it out. Hey, man, we all got to figure it out on our own, I guess. You know, that's science.
I was going to say, hey, Tom, Black Lives Matter, huh?
Yeah, there you go. Black Lives Matter, yeah. Antifa and all these Zionists, Schweinists, the swine, the schmuckers. And you got this Merrick Garland going after white supremacists. You don't hear nothing about the ADL or none of these Jewish groups or any of these blacks. It's only going after whites who are the majority. We're the majority in the country. We're not the minority. We should be in the majority and rule like we're in the majority. We're allowing our country to be invaded with illegal aliens by the millions, okay? We got Chinese basically saying that they don't care if there is a World War III because you'll knock out half their population. You'll be doing them a favor. I mean, come on. But now I want to go back to what you were talking about earlier, Richard, the COVID-19 and what Paul was saying. Listen, in 1968, 1969, the Hong Kong flu hit. It was called the N1H1 instead of H1N1. Did they have a there were people running around wearing masks? Did they have a pandemonium that you had to get a shot? We had the vaccine in 1968 when the Hong Kong flu eater and hit the world, for that matter. No, nobody got a shot. Nobody was wearing masks. I was a little kid in elementary school, actually. I was in fifth grade. Well, I remember when a Hong Kong flu hit. My mom had mentioned to me. And, yeah, people got sick, like Paul said. Hey, if you get really that sick, you see some chicken soup, man. Chicken soup's been around a long time.
And so to further illustrate your agreement with my point and my point in general, just think about the people that you've known in your life, maybe relatives, maybe friends that have been long-lived and mostly healthy. My dad will be 94 here in just a little bit, okay? My mom lived till 83. They had good health all their lives. My mom used to be a smoker. My dad smoked. He quit when he was in his 30s. My dad broke a bone once, I believe. My mom was hospitalized with pneumonia after she took a flu shot. She had some other health issues, I think mainly due to the medication she was taking for high blood pressure. But again, no major illness, no major sickness all their lives. Most people are like this. We are naturally healthy. All the powers that be are interested in is compromising our health and hurting us. If you don't know this or you
can't
see this, you're simply retarded. And I tell people this to their face. I say, make a case that you really believe they care about our health. Make a case that you really think that they want to do good for us. Nobody says anything to me when I put it that way. Thank you.
Paul, listen, they want to wipe out, they're trying to wipe out white Anglo-Northern European culture right now in this country. Let's not pull punches here. Let's tell the real truth here. Now, listen, the Hong Kong flu hit and then we got over it, okay? Nobody thought. Now they're giving you back, like you say, these vaccinations are murder. They're going to murder millions of people, you'll see. The people will see down the road. This is going to be a horrible thing. Now, there's so many things going on crazy in the United States. Bro, who's allowed it, Paul? Who's allowed sanctuary cities? Who's allowed illegal aliens to come in with COVID? Matter of fact, I'm breaking news, even on the Jew report, Judge Jew report, the Matt Sludge report, the Jew report, I call it. 118 illegals coming through Texas have COVID-19. Why are they coming here? Why aren't they going to South America, Paul? Richard, why are they coming to North America? It's a Zog plot to take down white Northern European Christian culture. Mel Gibson could not even make Braveheart today. He could not make the movie Braveheart unless he had two or three blacks in there and two Hispanics.
Right.
You understand the point what these Zog agents are doing? Zog is ruthless, man. And you got these Foxmen and all these schmucks who lied about the Holocaust. Big, filthy lie. Yeah, there was Jews probably taken out. Maybe 3 million of them, I guess. But they lied. Look at how many Christians died. Gypsies.
No,
all the other, you never hear nothing about the Christians who died.
Hang
you don't hear about all the white Christian men who saved the Jews from annihilation in World War II. And for once, white Christians, Italian, Irish, English.
Just mute them for a second.
Right,
German.
Well, no, we actually have the bottom of the hour break too, Tom.
German Americans were one of the biggest fighting forces in this country, fighting against their own people in Germany. You never hear that.
All right. Well, if you want to hold over, you can hear Paul's response.
I'll hang on.
How much do you care? Does your blue heart turn away? How deep is that stare?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting. and help yourself to get an engine cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with my guest today, Paul in California. We're on the line with Tom in Florida. Paul, would you like to respond to all that Tom was mentioning there?
Right. So just briefly to hit a couple of points. So, Tom, I super, super understand your passion and your anger. I completely get it. I'm more than likely on your side on almost everything. Just take issue with that. Just remember this, when you're going into an angry rant about certain things, you want to make sure that either you put it in such a way that it's understandable or you have your facts straight. So you can't just say, for example, well, I don't know, maybe some Jews died, maybe 3 million, but, and then go on. No. So the data on the so-called Holocaust is pretty much settled, more or less. There's some variations of opinion, but mostly it's around several hundred thousand from all causes across all camps. Jim Fetzer did a good job in one of his books, I Suppose We Didn't Go to the Moon Either. Now, it covers multiple topics in that book titled I Suppose We Didn't Go to the Moon Either, but you can hear him talk about it on many different shows where the research using the Red Cross data, because at the time, the Germans let the Red Cross in to see all these camps. This data was known. And so most of the time, right, people died because of typhus and other such things. There were no gas chambers. The Germans didn't gas anybody. And as a matter of fact, Auschwitz, for example, I forget exactly how many, Jim Fetzer covers this, but hundreds and hundreds of babies were born, okay? They had a hospital there. Most of these camps, they put on theater productions. There was post offices. I understand that one of the camps, they were in a swimming pool. They held soccer matches. These were work camps and internment camps. The Germans interned their political enemies, including communists, including a lot of other people, not just, quote, Jews, although they did regard a lot of Jews as enemies of the state, and rightly so. However, as many historians have pointed out, a lot of Jews were allowed to serve in the German government and the German military. So the Germans were not like what we call total purists and maniacs. But the fact of the matter is they knew exactly what the international problem was, and they knew what their national problem was also the same problem we're having here. But no, 3 million people did not perish in the camps. There's so many different reasons why this was logistically impossible. And I would recommend for you, Tom, or any of the other listeners, a book called Did 6 Million Really Die? And also The Hoax of the 20th Century. Those are two really good books, The Hoax of the 20th Century and Did 6 Million Really Die? And then also there's all kinds of websites that give treatment to these topics, including the Institute for Historical Review. So, and then the other quick thing,
okay, Paul,
you mentioned some. Go ahead.
Yeah, Paul, listen, it probably could be what you're saying. You know, that's what I'm saying with the gypsies and all the other people running around all over Germany at the time. And you remember Russia did lose a lot of people. There's no question, a lot of soldiers. So I don't know. It's all discombobulated. So I don't know. I do know this, Paul. Getting back to our own country here in your state of California, Mexifornia, how many illegals are in that state? You have any idea?
No, who does? Yeah, a lot.
Well, I'd like to know. I think I know the figure. I think it's a little over 8 million. But I'm not 100% sure of that. It's like I don't know about the figures of Germany. I do know white Christian men that fought for the United States of America, did go over to Germany and fought. And the reason it wasn't basically the Russians who knocked the Germans out. It was the United States of America. Christian men who fought, okay? That's what my point is. My point is it was white Christianity, okay, Northern European males and females and ethnic groups. You know, you had Puerto Ricans, you had blacks, that they were logistically helped out. So, yes, it was the United States of America won World War II. Otherwise, I believe Germany would have won. I don't think Russia could have beat Germany.
Okay, so
that's my point.
The finer point of that debate, I disagree with the premise. Well, not necessarily the premise, but the way that you're framing it. So Russia did the predominant amount of fighting and dying. The United States and England supported Russia throughout the 30s and through the war. So logistically, in terms of supplies and equipment, Russia would have fallen. There's no doubt about that. However, the Germans dedicated nearly 200 divisions to the Russian campaign. Compare that to what they fought with in the West, which was 9 or 10 divisions. So the problem, Germany would have easily defeated England and the United States if they devoted the resources they did to Russia to the Western Front. An invasion would have never succeeded if the Germans had devoted 50 to 70 divisions in Europe. Instead, they had nearly 200-plus divisions throughout the war in the Russian campaign. And the Russians
I'm not debating you on that. You probably know more about that. I knew the Japanese would have, if the United States don't go, if Japanese would have not been attacking the United States and they would have teamed up with Germany against Russia, Russia would have been in big trouble. I know that for a fact.
We have some other callers
I want to say one more thing, Richard. Richard, can I say one more thing? I just want to say this to Paul. Listen, the United States right now is in a precarious, horrible situation. Of course, this COVID hoax and all this is going to maybe do our final demise. But you know what, Paul? I believe that if we don't get our country back in a conservative, Christian, principled country and keep allowing all these different groups wanting this power and that power, you have woke, you have pride, all these different groups, BLM, we're doomed. We're doomed here in the next 2-3 years, man. I don't know how you feel. I like to hear what you guys say off air about that.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Yeah, that was a little bit more than one more thing. But, yeah, I don't disagree with that premise. So, yeah, we got issues and we got to take care of them.
Okay, let's go to the next caller, Lauren in Ohio.
Yeah, guys, thanks for taking my call. I don't usually do this, but I'm going to this time. That call was maybe 3 segments, a half an hour. Was there anything that came out of that call that you could use to make your life better or to bring you some peace?
Okay, so let me deal with this really quick, Richard. I want to hear more of what you got to say, Lauren, but we are so far past what needs to make any individual's life better. I hate this nonsense, okay? I hate this crap about, well, all this hate or all this anger.
No. Don't get me wrong. I'm a facts girl. Okay. What you said about science,
right.
I got a paper here on science that I've been trying to talk to you about for a half an hour that people can change their lives, save their lives with. And so I'm the white women, the black and the white and the blah, blah, blah. Okay, we're all Americans. We all want to be free. This country's being invaded. It's been overthrown in a coup. in a treasonous fashion, and it's not following the Constitution. If we can unite around the fact that we, the children of the living God, I don't care if you're an atheist, you know no man made you, right? So who is this telling you what to do? Wear a mask, take a shot, you can't have a job. Okay, whose fault is it? It's white, patriotic, nationalist, American men's fault. It's black Americans, men's fault. Do you know the Constitution? Do you take care of your children? Or are you depositing them in schools where Satanists and pedophiles are teaching them Heather has two mommies and here's global warming and there's, you know, evolution's real? And then meantime, they're cutting up their DNA, because I'm going to tell you, this is a real thing. Okay, so real quick, my background. I was a drug rep for 10 years. My dad was a heart surgeon. I worked in the field. I changed to naturopathic medicine or health because I almost died. Okay, this weapon is real. It's called mycoplasma. It's one of the five pieces on this spinning ball of death. Anthony Fauci, in the emails that were recently released, 3/11/2020. Look at the recipe. Here's how we made this agent. You take HIV, and then you add doo-dee-doo, and the net, and it's the whole recipe on there.
No such thing as HIV. Never was isolated again.
Here's
That's
the thing, though.
Fraud.
Here's what I'm trying to tell you, though. I was a drug rep for 10 years. I had it, okay? It's mycoplasma is the root of it. Let me give you this paper. You can pull it up. It's 11 pages long. And wait. Let me give you just some of the sources on this paper, okay? U.S. The patent.
Please.
Well, I mean, what I'm saying is it's all military. It's all military, Pentagon, 80%
okay.
military, 20% peer-reviewed medical journals. And what it says is that they made AIDS. It's a combination of the Brucella bacterium, which is cow arthritis, combined with the Vizsla virus, and then they extract mycoplasma. They actually got it from a Japanese World War II general who was given a choice to come and work for the United States or to give him the recipe and work for the... He was given a choice of a job with the United States Army or execution as a war criminal. Not surprisingly.
Okay, but just hang on a second. So my quick response to some of this, so it's a mixture. It's a mixed bag, okay? Some of these things are real, but then others are not. So
but I'm not telling you anything that's not real. I understand what you're saying, and yes, they're trying to mislead
you. But I haven't said it yet. So listen, so the whole mycoplasma thing, I'm very familiar with that and all the work that Joyce Riley brought to the, you know, to the public consciousness. And, of course, she was not alone. But here's the thing that you have to remember is a lot of these people, almost all of them were injected. Okay. There was no
contagion No. That's why I want you to look at this paper. They do it with mosquitoes. They do it with water.
A mosquito is an injection. Okay.
Also air, also food, also water. It's in a crystalline form.
You can get toxins. You can get toxins from air and food and water. But
what I'm saying is your opinion does not alter facts. And I'm trying to share some information with
you. You're trying to
tell
me
something
factual.
The factual basis.
And here's what I'm trying to tell you is the vast majority of people that you see all the time, including yourself, you're well all the time. You're not sick. I don't see people getting sick all the time.
We don't really have time to cover this.
I was going to explain how that works. You're right. Tell me how that works. You always have pathogens in your body. As long as your immune system is functioning normally, your body keeps those things in check.
When you fill your body with toxins.
If there's a link that you could share in my chat room, Lauren,
I don't do the computer. Can I just say it to you, and it'll be on your record. You could look it up. It's an 11-page article. It's from the military and the peer-reviewed medical journals. It tells you what the weapon is, who developed it, everybody involved.
Give us the link, and then I want to address this, what she just said.
Please.
It's http://www.whale.scott7.html. So whale.2/m/scott7.html.
Nobody's gonna listen to this.
Well, but here's the thing. You can listen to your show on the loop, and this is how I pick up links and stuff. This is how I learned, was from your show. But what I'm telling you is, this is the military plan. This is the CIA, the NIH, the CDC, the U.S. Public Health Service. Here, the U.S. Public Health... Say it again?
Just let me, Richard, just
we'll
stop
check it out.
Second.
We have a couple other callers. We only have so much time.
Oh, are you kidding?
No, thank you.
Okay. All right.
I want to react to this real quick and then take another caller. Can I react to what you just said?
Sure, right. Quickly,
ready?
Please. Yeah.
Okay, so this whole idea about, it's your immune system, and if your immune system works okay, then you're not going to get sick. But when your immune system is down, then the virus makes you sick. It's completely retarded. Think about this.
But that's what AIDS is.
Okay,
AIDS
don't
is
react.
Created.
Don't say anything. Listen to me. It's a simple way to look at things. It's basic logic. Okay, let's say, for example, that you're going to make the case. Stop talking. Can you put her on mute, Richard? Okay. Let's say you're going to make the case that, you got sand in your gas tank, and sand in your gas tank is no good for you, and it's not good for the engine, and so forth and so on. Right. But meanwhile, you drive around all the time, no problem at all. And then all of a sudden, one day, your car breaks down. You've had sand in your gas tank for as long as you've owned your car. And then some mechanic says, the reason your car broke down is you got sand in your gas tank. Well, I don't understand. I've always had sand in my gas tank, right? And it never was a problem before. Why is it a problem now? Now, so there's come some convoluted explanation. The idea that we're all walking around with viruses and bacteria, and then when we get sick, it's because of the virus and bacteria, is absurd. It's absurd. And it's what's known as the contagion theory of disease or the germ theory of disease. It's been debunked and abandoned multiple times in history because it doesn't make sense and it can't be sustained. So burn that into your brain and then start thinking another way. All right. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Let's go to John in Tennessee. Thank you for holding, John.
Okay. Thank you both. Lauren, I agree. Okay, Paul, let me give you a real quick synopsis of what this whole pandemic is about. Okay, it is let's see how to put this very quickly. It's a Hegelian dialectic. It's masking. It's a problem. Pandemic. So everyone has to submit to a psychological mind control. Manipulation, satanic ritualization, masking, 6 feet apart like dead men underground, no communication. Finally, the population gets fed up with that, and they say, well, we've been working on a vaccine, which was already in existence prior to the false pandemic. So everyone submits to the vaccine. The vaccine, Paul, is a genetic hack of the worldwide population using Cas9. For technology to change human DNA. That's my thought, and I'd like to hear your comment on it.
I don't disagree with pretty much everything you say. I don't know enough about this, so-called CRISPR technology, which I've heard about. I don't know if it's going to be successful. There's been talk about this for 20, 30 plus years about manipulating the, DNA, the human genome, and changing us. I don't doubt that they want to do something like that because these people are demented. They're demented and evil. And that's pretty much what I need to know. I mean, I stand by the idea that what I've already stated is that all of our lives, we've all been well for the most part. Okay, all of our lives, most people we know are well, have been well. Okay, and when we get sick, there's well-understood reasons why people get sick. Now, when people get old, a lot of times it's related to getting sick because we don't reproduce our cells, our various cell lines, with fidelity. The whole human condition, if you will, is cellular reproduction with fidelity. Okay, and that is supported by proper nutrition, proper living, proper oxygen uptake, lack of stress, all and on and on and on and on. In other words, all the reasons why people are healthy. Okay, so I just don't buy the idea. I don't dispute the fact that there's going to be people in the military and other places that are going to try to mess around and do things to hurt us. However, what I've seen and what the evidence seems to show is all these things have been pretty much failures and that nature generally wins. Nature generally triumphs. People could say, well, then God triumphs.
Let me, if I can, because I know you're running short of time, let me do a little bit to defend Lauren's position. And I'm saying this with the best understanding that I have. I'm a former military weapons mechanic. I understand weapon systems, although they have changed in the last 40 years. You had an inert object, when combined with the catalyst, caused an explosion or caused the intended reaction. The human body is a bioaccumulating organism, can take in a bunch of different things in particular that by themselves cause no harm. At a later date, when I believe, along with Lauren, the diseases are not passed through the air. I think she doesn't believe that. But because of our environment, because of the food, the water, and everything else that has been scientifically, end quotes, genetically modified, we're ingesting them. At a later date, they put in one or two catalysts, and bingo, bango, people are falling over dead. And they warned us for hundreds of years, or for 50 years, or for 20 years, what their plan was, but we were not listening. So, Lauren, please call the board up, give the link so that I can call the board up and get the link. I am in total agreement with Lauren. I don't disagree with you with your position necessarily, but I think that you need to look a little bit broad-minded, or if that's a word. Lauren, please call the board up and leave the link. Thank you both. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you for your call, John.
Thanks for your call. Thanks for your call. Just a quick reaction, Richard. Yes, so I do agree with both the content and the, shall we say, the attitude of that call. And I would like to tell people I'm open to looking at things through a new lens, if you will. Okay. However, my position has always been we don't have anything to fear from the natural world. My very first take on this, when I first heard about this pandemic, I told people at work, including my boss, that this is all nonsense. This is media-promoted fear, and that we don't have anything to fear from the natural world. There's nothing new in the natural world that can hurt us. So a lot of things that are going to occur, in my opinion, are mostly toxicological in nature. So to the point that toxicology affects biology, yes. But I don't believe that all this stuff that they're saying needs to be shipped at 100 degrees below zero, and that fits in a bottle, and that, you know, gets injected. I don't think that there's really that much biological in that is going to be an issue. Toxicological and the effects of normal biology, of normal metabolism, that's another story. And that, can they be delayed? Well, yes. Okay, toxins can accumulate, and toxins can have later on, they can have synergistic, or what he was referring to, catalytic effects. So anyway, that's it.
Okay. Charles in Florida. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, Richard and Paul. Yeah, I just heard recently, you know, Fauci talking, and he in effect said, "I am science." Yeah, what an arrogant SOB. He it's like Kerry Mullis, the creator of the PCR machine, said, you know, it's on BitChute. In an interview with him, he said about Fauci, he knows nothing. He's an administrator. He's not a scientist. He knows absolutely nothing. He knows nothing about an electron microscope or anything. And Kerry Mullis had years ago a run in with him. You know, he was going to offer to debate him. Of course, we can't fall into the trap of letting Fauci just be pushed under a bus, though, and he be responsible for everything. I think this thing, he's just one of the people. They're gonna try to say he was responsible for this, and since more and more people developing these symptoms from the vaccinations.
Okay. All right. Well, Paul, yeah, let's hear Paul's response, and then we could quickly try to go to the last caller. But thank you, Charles.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Well, we have Murr in Wisconsin. Hello, Murr. You're on the air.
Oh, hello. I have Lauren's link. It's in the chat room. I'll send it to you in the board op. And interestingly enough, beyond CRISPR, are Charles Lieber and Robert Langer have been working on fast-growing soft nanowires for over 20 years, and polymers are involved that are magnetic. Meat, there's several instances now showing up where people are testing packaged meat from the market, different types of animals, and they're magnetic. So apparently they've been getting their shots, their stabs, for longer than we have, and you are what you eat. So this is a symbiotic thing they're trying to do here. You know? So you can look them up, too, but I'll send that information to you.
Okay.
And I'll put it in the chat room.
Yeah, and I do see you posted the link in the chat just, what, about like 10?
Well, I posted it before she even came on. I knew what she was going to talk about. So.
Okay.
And I like Lauren, but it's all right for her to take up whole shows. And this is an important thing, but she also says Tom Rogers is wrong, and he's not. So.
Okay. All right.
We got that. All righty. Thanks. Oh, bye-bye.
Yes. Thank you. Appreciate it. Perfect. And, Paul, do we still have you with us? I'm not sure we still have Paul.
Yes.
No,
I'm here. I just wanted to react what Murr was saying, because it's important to note that she's talking about these things that they're putting in, which, of course, are artificial. They're created by us. They're material. So they're not necessarily biological. I'm not saying that they're not going to try to do something biological, but look at, when you look back at the history of what these people are trying to do, they're always trying to take these unnatural things, right? And so, for example, when you look at the people that are talking about Morgellons with the chemtrails, these are all man-made and or lab-created, you know, nanotechnology. Again, it's not anything that comes from the natural world. And I'm not saying it's not an issue and we don't have to deal with it, but what I am saying is that they're making us fear contagion. They're making us fear each other. We're getting something from each other. They're putting plexiglass up everywhere. They're making people wear masks. That's the nonsense. That's the theater. I'm not saying we don't face a threat from these people. It's just not in the way that we are led to believe. And in regards to what somebody was saying about Fauci, all you got to know, okay, is that who gets all the FaceTime on mainstream media, okay? It's not these other scientists. It's always people like Fauci. So whatever he says, in my opinion, can be dismissed.
All right. Well, that's a great final thought. Well, thank you as always, Paul. It was a pleasure.
Hey, thank you. It was a lot of fun. Let's do it again.
Yes, sir. All right, folks. Well, please support RBN. We could really use your help this month to keep free speech alive. Stick around for Dr. Patrick Slattery with National Bugle Radio, and we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.